Our next speaker is Robert Astuni.
I'm here to further speak to you on behalf of the student population who stand proposed to the schedule change set to go into effect for the spring 09 semester. Prior to the schedule we currently operate under, classes were in fact held 3 days a week, but a change was made to 2 days per week to adapt to the needs of the students. But apparently these needs have changed, or at least those that are trying to pass this proposal through seem to think so. With this new schedule, not only will the students who pay the tuition that goes toward the upkeep and running of this university need to deal with traffic, gas prices approaching and possibly exceeding $4 a gallon, and an almost impossible parking situation, but now they will have to deal with all of this for a third day. This is not to your students' benefits. Further, all education majors are required to perform field observations. During the pre-professional or junior field experience, we are advised to keep 2 days open in order to better facilitate these observations. Under the new schedule, students will be very limited in their class options, delaying their graduation and forcing them to attend Kane longer than is necessary. It has been said, even today, that these changes will aid in quicker graduation, and it may, just not for your large number of education majors. I am also one of your many handicapped students. Sometimes getting to school is a bit of a hardship for students in similar or worse conditions than me. To force your physically challenged student bodies to make this trip to school 3 times a week instead of 2 is putting far more stress on a life that already has too many challenges. And what about the hardships placed upon the students who will need to work or pay for childcare so they can attend college? This schedule allows them no time to work so they can pay for their education, and in the end will actually cost them more money. It is not for a lack of alternate options that the schedule is being proposed, but today is the first time we as students have heard any alternate suggestions other than a 3-day-a-week schedule. The students here at Kane University deal with enough as it is, in my opinion, and the opinion of many of my other classmates. We can't walk across the grass, there are the ever-present parking issues, your computer labs are perpetually closed, and if a human being actually answers a phone in any of the offices, you feel faint. We students feel our funds would be better utilized when put towards increasing the quality of education rather than towards new buildings that cannot be filled. If this shift in allocation was made, Kane would become a more desirable university to attend, attract more students, and in turn, more tuition. When it comes to this proposed schedule, the voices of the students has been ignored. The proof is in the fact that this schedule is still being considered. I've encountered very few students who even think this is a good idea. It is important to remember, all of you, that the students and faculty can exist without Kane. There are many other colleges in New Jersey and abroad, but I ask you, will Kane be able to exist without the students? Thank you.
Our next speaker is Steve Cohen.
Thank you very much.